It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on the all-time captains for the green and white. In the 60 years of Beaver hockey, many character traits have led to some of the best captains on the ice. R.H. Bob Peters joins us next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. In the history of Beaver hockey, many players have been elected captains by the coaches and their peers. R.H. Bob Peters talks about what traits he was looking for in a captain.
The captain of the team, by the way, I would let the boys vote, but I had a pretty good idea of what direction was going to go because I knew the players, what they're capable of. Their leadership, it becomes evident. See, leadership can be learned, and we used to try to teach that. Now, that's a quote by late President Eisenhower, and he made that statement actually when he was General of the Army in World War II. But that's a concept, and I believe in it. And many players come in, they have a basic core. You can see the touch with people, but they have to learn. And they learn through responsibility what they do and what they on the ice, off the ice, and what they say.
Sometimes the best players were the captains. Sometimes playing ability had nothing to do with their leadership skills.
Oh, absolutely not. I've had captains that were, I'll give you an example. Robin Anderson was an excellent defensive player. I mean, if we were in a key situation late in the third period, and we were guarding, defending a lead, he was on the ice. Sometimes with the line, which was either the third or fourth line, or he would replace the right winger on the whatever line was out there. And he had it, although he was not a prolific skater or really a prolific scorer. That's the boy I wanted on the ice when the times were tough.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.